pesticides, surveillance laws, and the fracturing of the global tech platform. The detection of EU-banned pesticides in imported food products points to systematic failures in international coordination on chemical safety standards. The substances in question were prohibited in the EU for health and environmental reasons, yet they are reportedly still being used in producing countries and reaching European markets through inadequate screening. The economic consequences for importers from affected regions could include broad trade restrictions and costly new inspection regimes. While the episode underscores the potential for supply chain technologies, blockchain provenance tracking, automated chemical analysis, AI-assisted pattern recognition, to close gaps that manual inspection cannot. Signal is protesting surveillance legislation that it argues would require fundamentally compromising its encryption and has threatened to exit that market rather than comply. The technical objection is widely shared among cryptographers. It is not possible, in the prevailing expert consensus, to create communication backdoors accessible only to authorized parties without also creating new vulnerabilities. For technology companies broadly, demands of this kind create difficult choices. Compliance in one jurisdiction can erode global user trust, while refusal risks losing access to significant markets. A report involving Facebook and Alberta separatism illustrated the evolving sophistication of foreign influence operations, with the alleged campaign reportedly paying overseas actors to promote separatist content using locally authentic-seeming voices, a tactic designed to amplify existing political divisions while evading attribution. Distinguishing coordinated inauthentic behavior from genuine grassroots political discourse requires increasingly sophisticated analysis and puts platforms in an uncomfortable position between content moderation and free expression principles. XAI is reportedly evolving to resemble a data center real estate investment trust more than a conventional frontier AI laboratory, monetizing its specialized compute infrastructure directly rather than treating capital investment in hardware, power, and cooling as a sunk cost of research. While the business logic is coherent, infrastructure monetization can provide more stable revenue than uncertain AI product development. The shift raises regulatory questions about how such a company should be classified and governed, and broader concerns about market concentration in the specialized hardware required for frontier model training. Across all these cases, a common thread emerges: the assumption that global technology platforms can adapt their systems incrementally to comply with divergent national requirements may be tested to its limits. If compliance costs and technical conflicts between jurisdictions become severe enough, the result could be genuine platform fragmentation. Different versions of major services for different regulatory environments, or outright market exits. Such an outcome would mark a significant reversal of technological globalization, though whether that threshold is approaching remains, for now, an open question.